This is KCUR 89.3. In the upcoming midterm elections, Missouri could decide whether the Democrats or Republicans control the U.S. Senate. In the past few months of campaigning, voters have been bombarded with messages about a once obscure health insurance buzz phrase, pre-existing conditions. As KCUR's Alex Smith reports, this seemingly narrow issue could have a wide effect on the future of healthcare.
Before 2014, insurance companies could deny coverage to customers who already had anything from diabetes to depression. Nearly a third of people in Missouri have pre-existing conditions. And in his bid for U.S. Senate, Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley says he's got their backs.
Earlier this year, we learned our oldest has a rare chronic disease, pre-existing condition. We know what that's like.
Democrats and incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill have called out Hawley for what they say is double dealing. As Attorney General, Hawley had Missouri join 19 other Republican-led states in a lawsuit to get the federal health care law, known as the Affordable Care Act, thrown out on the grounds it's unconstitutional. McCaskill recently said on KCUR's Up to Date that the lawsuit could undermine health care across the board.
If that lawsuit is successful, it leaves a whole lot of people and potentially millions of Missourians in a position that they can no longer access coverage just like it was before we passed the ACA.
Hawley has pledged to force insurers to cover pre-existing conditions. He recently spoke about his plan in Platte County.
It's an insurance guarantee, an insurance access guarantee that says that folks with pre-existing conditions can buy insurance plans just like everybody else on the same terms as everybody else, and then the government guarantees on the back end that that price will remain the same.
To make this financially workable, the federal government would reimburse insurance companies for each person's medical costs that go over $10,000 a year. Hawley doesn't say how this would be paid for. University of Kansas economist David Slusky says Hawley's plan could be a major setback for many in Missouri.
That would make the world better than it was before the ACA, but it wouldn't fix many of the other problems the ACA fixed.
The federal government now gives nearly 200,000 people here a total of about $1.3 billion a year to pay for insurance. That would disappear if the law went away, leaving many people eligible to buy insurance but unable to afford care.
Insurance on its own doesn't make you healthy. You have to be able to use it. It has to cover the condition you have, and you have to be able to afford the medical bills on the other side of it.
The health law also set up lots of basic rules for all insurance plans. If ended, insurers wouldn't be required to pay for things like maternity care, drug rehab, or checkups that are free to patients. And it could allow insurance companies to bring back lifetime limits, meaning an insurer could stop paying after someone's medical costs exceeded, say, $1 million. Despite the health law's benefits, skepticism abounds in Missouri, and that worries supporters.
Amara, stay inside. Daddy's coming. Mason, stop helping.
At her home in Springfield, Missouri, Cheyenne Mozzie rounds up her three young children for dinner. 2 years ago, her now 10-year-old son, Landon, was diagnosed with a rare, potentially deadly blood disorder. The experience made her a dedicated healthcare advocate, but that hasn't translated to her neighbors.
They don't think it's gone far enough, or they think that it has these problems that they didn't expect. And so they think, well, anything that anybody's doing has to be better than what we've got now.
Mozzie says she's been a mostly independent voter, although healthcare has pushed her toward voting for Democrats. She acknowledges there are plenty of problems with the federal healthcare law, but she's baffled by the idea of ditching it altogether.
I would never dream that the answer there is taking away some of the most popular things that the Affordable Care Act did and saying, let's start over.
With polls showing the vast majority of voters, including most Republicans, supporting pre-existing condition coverage, healthcare could be the issue that sways polls in Missouri on November 6th. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.
For more coverage of the midterm elections in both Kansas and Missouri, go to kcur.org.